It's such a great collaboration. What better job for a makeup artist?
In Paramount Pictures and DreamWorks Pictures' new movie, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, Count Olaf's undead appearance was courtesy of some unearthly makeup.
It's like, shouldn't you be in sleeping in the dirt from your homeland?
The result was worth those unfortunate hours spent in full makeup.
He said to me, he goes, I'm really excited to do, you know, makeups and come up with all these different characters, but I'm not going to like it. You know, it was like a double-edged sword.
Carrie used different makeup designs to inspire Count Olaf's countless disguises to fool the Baudelaire orphans.
And I started into this guy I'd seen a million times on the Discovery Channel, basically.
The man who's discovered his own quasar when he was 9 years old.
I don't know of such a person as a Count Olaf, although it does sound like an impressive title.
It's funny, because if you take the Olaf elements, and then you mix Jim, you come up with something that you can't imagine.
From geek to freak to chic, the Lemony Snicket costume department designed dozens of different fashion looks for the well-dressed Count from Oscar-winning designer Colleen Atwood.
I work very closely with the hair and makeup department. It's really part of being a costume designer.
You're a camel.
Yeah. The children were very special because they're really the key characters in the story. So I had to create costumes that worked for a lot of different things.
The clothing in this movie was unbelievable. It made everybody look so cool.
Let the wedding begin!